Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, we heard earlier from some of the primary school students from junior infants to second class who returned to school today after two long months of homeschooling. Well, now we're joined by a Leaving Cert student who is happy to be back in the classroom, I think. Yvonne Farrell, second level students union officer and sixth year student from Mount Sackville Secondary School in Dublin, joins me now. Yvonne, you're welcome to the programme.
Hiya, Cormac. Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome. You're glad to be back, are you?
Yeah, no, it beats online schooling, doesn't it? It was horrible sitting in front of a screen for hours at a time, and it's so good to see everyone again.
It was bliss being in class today. So what was it like being in class today? Because we've heard so much about extra reassurance about public safety, safety around COVID-19 and so on. Did you feel safe in class today?
Yes, I did, because I believe it is up to us students and teachers to wear masks and to social distance. And we are sixth years, we're adults, and we're responsible for our actions. And looking around at all my friends today, we were adhering to the guidelines, and that's what's going to keep us in school. Mm. And it is up to us to keep schools open. And we do thank all the teachers for their continuous hard work during these times. It hasn't been easy for them either.
Yeah.
To all the support staff and everyone in school, they made this happen. They made it possible for us to reopen today.
It's very big of you to say that. Can I ask you about changes? Did you notice any changes in terms of how the school went about protecting students and staff from COVID-19 this time round today as opposed to before Christmas?
Well, my school's always been good, but I did notice today we're sitting outside all the time for lunch now, which... obviously, like when you do sit inside, you have to have the windows open all the time, and it is slightly less unsafe to have your masks off. Mm. But we do have benches now outside, and there's, you know, plexiglass and plastic screens around teachers' desks. Again, tables are 1 meter apart, as they have to be in all schools, masks on at all times. There hasn't been much change. We just reinforced the rules to remind ourselves, like back in September when we were coming in, just remember what we were told back then and keep doing it now.
And Yvonne, when you're in class, you wear the mask all the time, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Have you got used to that then?
You know what? Sometimes when I'm not wearing the mask, it feels like I'm not wearing anything. It's quite weird now to think. A year ago, like you bring your keys and you bring your purse, and now you have to bring your mask. It does feel weird to look back and look when we weren't wearing a mask. I think it's become quite the norm. I'm going to miss it when it goes, honestly.
Really? Which is amazing to say, isn't it? And in terms of and that's the public safety element, and I'm sure you're all hand sanitizing and so on. But when it comes to the big beast in June then, the Leaving Cert, how prepared are you, do you think?
Oh, I don't think you can ever be fully prepared for that. Mm. It's been something we've been preparing for 2 years, and we have lost 5 months of vital school time. But we do have to commend the department on modifying our exams for us, because taking in the extraordinary situation that we are in, and thanks to the fact we now have accredited grades, students don't have to sit the full 6 or 7 exams, which is an extra help. And to any student listening, take as many exams as you feel comfortable sitting. It is a lot of pressure. There's always the doom and gloom of results day.
Or the celebrations, you never know.
Hopefully a celebration.
Look, I don't want you to put you under any pressure here in front of the country, but do you know, number one, what you want to do in third level, if you intend to go to third level? And number two, have you chosen yet calculated grades or accredited grades or sitting the written exam?
This might not be a surprise to anyone who's in ISSE or other unions, but I want to do politics and economics in college.
silly woman.
I'm prepared for a tough career ahead. Yeah, I would love to work in civil service and work for the public. And if I want to choose accredited grades or not, that's a big question. I think I'm going to sit as many exams as I feel I could do well in. Just as a backup in case I don't get the accredited grade I want. Because you don't lose anything in trying. But I'll see if I'm brave enough on the day to
do, do you know what? I'm not crystal clear yet as to whether you're choosing accredited grades or the written exam, which means that you will be the perfect politician in years to come, giving us a vague answer. But no, look, I know it's a really difficult decision. Hopefully an exciting, more than a challenging couple of months ahead of you. Thanks a million for talking to us, Yvonne, on the first day back. It's an historic year, but hopefully a memorable year for all the right reasons for the Leaving Cert class of 2021. Yvonne Farrell of Mount Sackville Secondary School, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Cormac.